Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, for those of you smart enough to hang on to your VHS tapes and cassettes from down through the years, you'll be glad to know that they're finally making a comeback. Elaine Power, who's the co-host of Trending Formula One podcast, is with us here on the programme today. Good afternoon, Elaine. But before that, we sent our reporter Sarah Madden out and about in the streets of Dublin to ask you, did you hang on to those tapes?
Cassettes, yeah, I do. I probably still have some in a bag or in a box somewhere, but yeah, if they're coming back, I might try and put them up on eBay or something.
Yeah, but I always remember kind of them getting caught in the recorder and then you having to take the tape and rewind it with a pencil and, you know, uncrease it.
Our neighbours, they had like full sets of videotapes, and the only one that I kept renting, well, I call it renting, getting a lend of, was Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. And I used to get that every week.
You always got a tape at Christmas. But it was a great time. Tape recorders and cassettes and videos and Extravision and all of that.
You had to like rewind them before you actually were putting them back in. And you'd be walking up to give it back and you'd be like rewinding it manually. So yeah, crazy.
Do you remember what your first cassette was or anything like that?
Saturday Night Fever back in the 70s. And that was my favourite. Everybody loved John Travolta.
Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing. That must be worth money, would it?
Worth trying.
I'll try.
I think one of the first singles, certainly tapes I ever got, was TLC Waterfalls. I think I got it in Woolworths and Enniskillen. And that is definitely going back a few years. Elaine, I imagine you probably have a box of tapes and cassettes somewhere now in the attic in the house.
I actually don't, because
really?
But I do have CDs and they're sitting. I had a good collection of CDs because I was kind of a little bit after, I guess, the cassette generation. I would have used cassettes more so to like record songs off the radio, or I used to record my own radio shows as well. But I was a big CD person, and that was kind of the generation I was in. And I actually, when, you know, taking stuff from the old family home, I did go through a couple of them and I have kept them, but I don't know what to do with them because I have nothing to play them on. None of the, like the laptop that's in front of me right now, there's no CD player.
Yeah. Why are they making, like, why do you think the likes of the VHS tapes and the cassettes, why do you think they're making a comeback?
I think it's part of a wider reminiscing of a time that was pre-social media. So I'm a millennial and I grew up remembering that time when, that lovely period of time where there was no social media and there was no smartphones. And then maybe the early days of it where the smartphones were really big and they're big bricks, but it was still quite exciting. It was quite niche. Not everybody had it. And now we're sort of doing everything online. We're doing our banking and our food shopping and our ordering of, you know, our takeaways. And I'm not against any of that. I absolutely love the conveniences that the digital world has brought. But I do feel that me and others I see talking about this online, you're trying to find that balance of maybe embracing the modern elements of society, but then also going, well, actually, there was things in the past that maybe there was a reason that they were better for us and better for our mental health. And you might be thinking, okay, VHS and cassettes, like, why are they going to be better for your mental health? But I just loved that, like, tactile nature of owning something, that I had a collection of things that I loved, because now you can sort of download anything. You could, you have access to any sort of media that you want. You have access to any TV shows. All you have to do is pay for your streaming service. And that, having that physical thing that you had in your house and that you only maybe had a small selection of, I just prefer that way of being, I think, when I think back.
God, my memory now of, like, you know, you've run into the kitchen and getting a tape and making sure it wasn't the tape of the movie on that you really loved that you couldn't record over. And then you'd have to record like Carrie or EastEnders or something like that for mum. And the row then if you managed to record over the previous, you know, like that is a part of
that
the digital
the
world that I love. I hate that part of it has been replaced. But I do really like now when I go into people's homes and I see that they have an old school retro radio. Like, I know it's something I actually have on my list of things I want to buy this year. I want to go back to having a proper radio and not roaring at Alexa.
I have two radios. So I have one in my kitchen and I have one in my, I work from home most of the time, so I have one in my home office. And the bit I love about it is that the radios, if I go, so if you're streaming upstairs and you're streaming downstairs, there often is a slight lag on the stream. Whereas with the radio, it's playing the exact same thing upstairs as downstairs. And I know that sounds really weird, but there's no echo. So I can like, I can be listening to you upstairs, Andrea, and I go downstairs and I go make a cup of tea and you're in my kitchen. And I think my mom always has a radio playing.
Yeah.
And there's just something very like comforting about it. And also, again, that thing of, I don't know what you're going to put on the show. So I just tune in and go, what's on the show today? And
I might find it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I might find out something new, or I might be able to hear about a new thing, as opposed to, and again, I love podcasts, but sometimes it's nice to just have that responsibility taken out of my hands. You tell me what to listen to.
The record players are the other thing. I mean, vinyl sales have increased, you know, significantly. We've seen such a surge and reports about those as well. Where like that, I suppose people are kind of going back to the old Walkman version and CD player that they used to have years ago.
Yeah, I remember I was just thinking about it earlier today and I was thinking, I used to have a Discman, and if you walked too fast, it would skip when you were listening to it. So it did actually like force you to slow down and relax. One thing I would absolutely love is a vinyl player, but I think, unfortunately, another feature of modern life is that my house is too small.
But that's
like,
the
I have
thing.
A very small house. I've nowhere to put a vinyl player.
I was even thinking about it the other day. If I got my little radio now that I'm looking at, where would it go? Like, because everything is a home, everything is a house, there's a shelf for something. And it's, as you say, it's creating that space. Where are you going to actually, where are you going to put the thing? A listener tells me Chapters Bookstore apparently still have a large collection of VHS tapes. So for anybody who still manages to have their tape player for their television, you'd be glad to know that. I had a yellow Walkman, Elaine, this listener says, and like Elaine, I brought it absolutely everywhere with me.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you still have that on your phone, but I also saw, I think Apple are potentially going back to sort of creating an iPod situation, because people don't want necessarily, they want their music device to be something that maybe you can take separately. Either it's a rumor or I've actually seen that they're planning on doing it. But I would see that there would be absolutely a demand for it. So it does marry that sort of digital side of things where you can just, you know, get your on-demand music. But actually that you could download maybe a playlist and then when you go out for your walk, you're not always on. Because it was one thing I've seen recently is, I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of airlines have started to put Wi-Fi on board.
Yeah.
That is Starlink that everyone sort of has access to. And I think it is the worst thing to happen because the airplane was the one place where I always focus. I always think of it as being the place where nobody can get me. So like you get onto the flight, you turn off your phone, and for however long it is, you're sort of stuck with your own thoughts or whatever you've downloaded. And I didn't realize up until I started to see that, you know, it's on this airline, it's on this airline. I was like, no, I don't want to scroll for, you know, 5 hours of a long haul flight. I'd much prefer to be forced to read or to do something with my hands or to talk to the person that I'm traveling with or to just sit and stare out the window.
We got our VHS family videos converted into DVDs years ago, which was great, but now we probably need to put them back on a USB stick or something like that. This listener tells me they've bought a CD player recently and it has Bluetooth and is a radio, so it acts as a portable speaker as well. Apparently you can get a small rechargeable record player for about €40 in, according to this texter.
Oh.
Yeah, we actually recently bought a vinyl player and the quality is just phenomenal. Absolutely love how it sounds. You get vinyl records everywhere nowadays as well. So we're going to start building up a little collection. This texter says, I remember tape and things and the panic in case you missed the beginning of the episode. The children these days have no idea what life was like pre-streaming, and that is so true. And finally, this listener says, I still have my cassette of Now, the very first Now. Do you remember that? I used to get those every Christmas. Now 95 or Now 93, and I absolutely love them. The whole collaboration of the top whatever number one songs from the year was unreal to have.
There's also like a Christmas version of it that I actually made a playlist based on what I made a playlist on Apple Music ever based on what was on the Now, that's what I call Christmas album, and it's still the best Christmas album.
Love it. Listen, Elaine Power, co-host of Trending Formula One podcast. Thanks a million, Elaine, for joining us here on the programme this afternoon. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.